Praise God. Okay, that's great. All right, so let's give Pastor Marla, and she's going to come bring us the word today. We're so glad to have her here with us today. And let's just believe God. Yeah, let's stand to our feet and give her a warm welcome. God bless you, sister. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, to first, glory and honor belongs to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, above all names. And I just want to say before I get all wound up that thank you for your hospitality. We have been so welcomed, and I heard that he made y'all wait till we got here for the let you eat. That was just so wrong. Because we would have never known you'd even touch the food. You got such great cooks. And I'm just so blessed that there's an atmosphere up on top of this hill that is very calming and very relaxing. And it's not because I've ate too much, but I just feel so relaxed. Is anybody else feeling what I'm feeling? I mean, am I the only one? Amen. And I just appreciate it so much. And just thank God that God knows what he's doing in partnering us with different churches. And thank you so much. And thank you, Brother Ronnie, for letting them just jump in and just worship with you guys. Amen. Praise God. And thank you, Vision, for coming out and partnering with them. Praise God. I appreciate that so much. It would have been so easy to go home and lay before the Lord. Amen. We do apologize. We the Lord gave me a message this morning at our church, and I was like, you know we going to be late going over to Wellspring, but they'll wait on us. Amen. We talked about praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I'll get a few amens. I said praying in the Holy Ghost, June. Hallelujah. And Jude, amen. It says build up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You NIVers, praying in the Holy Spirit. But it the same difference, amen. But that's not what I feel like God has given us for here. I just think it's God's got a sense of humor that he wants me to talk about seasons in our lives. If you'll go ahead and bring up the slides, please. All right. Let's stand. Those that are able, I believe in honoring God's word. Amen. Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth continues, planting and harvest, cold and hot, summer and winter, day and night will not stop. There is a time for everything, and everything on earth has its special season. There is a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time to pull up plants. When life is good, enjoy it. Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. When life is good, enjoy it. But when life is hard, remember, God gives good times and hard times, and no one knows what tomorrow will bring. Let's go before the Lord. Father, we praise and thank you for this opportunity to be at this place and to expound upon your word. Now, Father, we cannot do anything outside of you, Jesus. So I'm asking and petitioning the Holy Spirit to guide my words and let them be the words of my Father. Let them not be of my own. And Father, I pray that hearts are open to receive in Jesus' name. God, you know what each one of us need. And so, Father, to you be the glory and the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk about seasons in our lives. In the natural, we have winter, and that's what we're supposed to be in now. But I kind of had to cut my air condition on yesterday because I was hot. But in the winter, the days are shorter, less sunlight. We're supposed to have cold weather. The ground gets very cold or freeze. Trees and plants are barren. The grass and the flowers die and decay. That's the winter season. But what we don't realize is that it takes that cold weather to kill germs or bacteria that could be harmful to crops. I bet some sick folks are saying, God, send a freeze real quick. You know what I'm saying? But plants during the wintertime, plants that have decayed and died, help replenish nourishment in the soil. There are things going on in the wintertime that we can't see. Because we cold, and if it don't sun don't shine, we just get a little depressed, and that affects us. Then comes along spring, a little more daylight. The temperature warms up, trees start budding and flowers start budding, the ground and thaws, we plow the ground to get ready for planting, the birds start chirping and preparing for their nest. We like spring. Then summer hits. Days get longer, it gets hot, and some days it gets real hot. I don't know how we survived without air conditioning. Trees are in full bloom. The garden is growing and producing lots of activities outdoors. It's a busy time, booming. It's a booming season. You get outdoors and you're doing all this stuff. Then fall comes. The weather starts cooling back down because we've been hot. The leaves start turning and falling off. The last of the crops come in, start preparing. We start preparing for winter grain again, and it's a preparation season. But I want you to understand, a season in our life is a time frame that has been allotted for something to happen. God has arranged it that things here on the earth in our lives operate in seasons. So I'll talk to you about the natural so that you can understand a spiritual concept. We love it when everything's going wonderful. Hello? We love it when we on top of the world. We've been on top of the world with Michelle all morning. We've just been rejoicing with her. Amen. But there hasn't always been like that for her. You don't mind me using you for preaching, all right? Too late. I'm already doing it. She went through a time just asking God, is this who I'm supposed to marry? God, if this is who I'm not supposed to marry, take these feelings away. And she would come to me and we would cry and we'd talk and I'd pray sometimes she'd just get so frustrated. But she was in her winter season. A season of something going on that she could not see. And then something started changing about a month or so ago, and I could tell the conversation was just a little different. And the other day she told me something. I said, uh-oh, something's fixing to go down here now. But all of that winter season, that spring season, that fall season was your season for summer. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we don't, come on, we don't like that winter season. If there's something dead in my life and God don't hear me, anybody know what I'm talking about? That winter season when nothing, you can't feel nothing. You lift your hands up and say, praise the Lord, but your antennas are not working, it seems. You can't get a reception. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You kids are clueless. Before cable and all that, there was a thing sticking on the side of our house. It was called an antenna. It hooked up to our TV. And some of y'all had that kind of a gizmo that would turn that. We had ours too. Somebody go outside the house and start turning antenna. Hold it. No, go back. Hold it. We was trying to get a good reception. You understand what I'm saying? And change the channels, and we started all up. These kids are looking at me like I have 20 eyes up here. But in that winter season, it feels like that heaven has brassed over and you can't feel the Lord. And the devil will come along and tell you, you have failed God. And you're just all this negativity. And you start believing that. But let me tell you something. A season in life is a time frame that has been allotted for something to happen. There's things going on in the winter time that we don't realize. Amen. Because because there's a harvest coming in your life. But you've got to go through them seasons. And unfortunately, once you go through them, that whole cycle, then you start over. Now, my favorite seasons are spring and fall. You know, it's just right. Do you understand? It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You know, we got two systems for our church. I feel like cutting the air conditioner on one side and cutting the heat on the other. All you folks is hot, get over here. And all you folks are cold, get over there. Because there ain't no pleasing everybody. You understand what I'm saying? But springtime. We think we're in spring now. I'm just tell Beatitudes. Everybody's just perky and lively. Hallelujah, praise. Because you think it's summer. But I hate to tell you something. It's not over. I hate to rain on your parade. But winter's not over. But let's enjoy it while it's good. Do you understand what I'm saying? But spring will come. And all that deadness of winter, something starts changing. It's not a full change. Do you understand what I'm saying? The trees start budding. Hear the birds chirping. And that just, the air is just crisp. And then you go from the heavy coat to the light jacket. You understand what I'm saying? Start putting that stuff back. And then summer hits. Oh, my goodness. Summer hits. It's good for you, but it ain't always good for the church. Did I say that out loud? It ain't always good for the church. Oh, I hope I can come back. But, you know, it's so good out there. You want to go to the lake. And don't get me wrong. I love vacation. You know, we love vacation. Amen. But, you know, do you all have to take vacation at the same time? Do you understand what I'm saying? But summer, all that plowing and planting, amen, the crops start coming in. The produce starts coming in. And you're just eating the fruit of the land and the good of the land. Amen. And then before you know it, you're back in the fall. I like the fall too. Amen. I'm not, you know, I like one snow and be done with it. Okay, that's all we need. But our life, our spiritual life is like that too. We go through different phases. And we're in different phases at different times. But the devil will come along and tell you when it's dark, amen, that, you know, in that winter season of preparation, the devil will tell you, you know, God don't love you, God. And you just, there's the times that you just want to throw your hands up and quit. But hold on. There's God's doing something in the background that you don't know about. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? But here's the danger. Getting out of the season that God has you in. Do you hear me? You got to stay in there. There in the Genesis 15, chapters 15 and 18, we find that God told Abraham and Sarah that they was going to have a son in their old age. And Sarah thought this was funny, and so did Abraham. We want to pick on Sarah because she laughed, but the Bible says that Abraham laughed too. You know, you're like 90 and 100, and then God comes along and says you're going to have a child. You know, try telling that to somebody. Hello? And God gave them a promise that they would have a son. And through their son, many would be blessed. Well, evidently, Sarah went through a winter season that she, you know, for a woman wanting a baby, and the doctor tells you, well, the doctor didn't tell her, but God told her that she's going to have a baby. Honey, that's good news. Come on. You know, when Roger and I was wanting another child, and we've been praying and praying and praying and praying, and when I finally went to the doctor and they said positive, amen, I grabbed that nurse and I said, oh, praise the Lord. And I realized I had a hold to that woman. I said, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. She said, honey, I'd rather you do like that than some start cussing up in here. But when God gives you a promise, you think it's going to be right then and right there. But Sarah went through a winter season after God promised. Because we think if it don't happen right then and right there, it's not going to happen. And I don't know who we think we are, but we think God needs us to help him out. You know, come on, God, I can help you get this done. So Sarah got out of her season of wintertime. And she took her handmaiden, Hagar, and gave him her to Abraham and said, this is the way it's supposed to be. Hello? She was in that winter season, not wanting to wait on that spring and that summer of producing. And we find that Hagar had her son, Ishmael. But he wasn't the son of promise. And right after she messed up, then she became pregnant with Isaac. And when the boys, you know, when they started, there started becoming jealousy and envy and strife between them. Let me tell you something. When you try to jump start that season that God's got in your life, you are going to cause trouble. Do you know that even today, that conflict is still going on between the Muslims and Jews because of what Sarah did? Come on. Somebody needs to say amen. You need to be okay in the season that God has got for you in your life and don't try to jump start it. Now, just using Michelle because she's so happy she won't care. You can get me later. Quite frankly, there were times I was like, give up on that man. You know, because I just wanted her to be happy. And there were times she's like, I'm not going to go see him anymore. I was thinking, yeah, that's right. Do that. Yeah, just do that. He ain't getting it. You understand what I'm saying? But if she had jumped out of that season, she wouldn't be glowing today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. For any unmarried folks in here, you wait on the Lord and let God give you the spouse that He wants you to have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let God do the picking because He don't go down to the bargain store to do His picking.
That's right.
I'm come off a pulpit now. Come on. We get impatient with God. And He'll tell us to wait. And we're so impatient. That's why everybody's got a microwave in their house. You don't have time for the conventional oven. You know, but those slow cooked, they are the best. And you know, we don't become so accustomed to the TV dinners that we don't know what a home cooked meal tastes like anymore. Come on, somebody. Wait upon the Lord. Let God do your picking in your life. Let me tell you something. We got a clue after a while when we started picking out cars and we could go over the whole parking lot and we'd pick out one lemon up in the parking lot. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, this ain't right. We're going to have to let you pray. Let you do the picking. So we would drive when we needed a car. We would drive up and down in the car lot. And when the Holy Spirit would say stop, we would stop. And you know what? I found out the kind of vehicles that God picks out last a whole lot longer than the ones I pick out. Come on, church. Stay in the season that God has got for you. Even, let me tell you something. I don't know who this is for. Somebody in here, you've been praying about a house. Hello? You've been praying about buying a house. Quit trying to get out of that season for God to bless you with that house. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wait on the Lord. God's delays are not God's denials. Some of you may have been praying for a job. Wait on the Lord. Stay in that season that God wants you. If Sarah had only stayed in that winter season, there wouldn't be trouble and conflict between the Muslims and the Jews today. Come on, when you try to jumpstart a season that God's got in your life, you make a mess. You make a mess. And you may be here and you're in your summer season. You're in your summer season, Michelle. But I promise you, fall will come again, winter will come again, and spring will come again. And you need to ask God, God, help me to be okay where I'm at right here, right now. Amen. Churches have their winter seasons. Whoo! Us pastors don't like them kind. Hallelujah. We're trying to just fake it till we make it. We don't have the option of being all down in the mouth. Amen. We just got, it's going to be all right. Glory to God. Because churches go through the same seasons. You know, and then summer will hit. Oh, and that summer season of, it looks like crops are coming in and souls are getting saved. And woo, everybody's just happy and everybody's doing what they're doing. And we get all comfortable in that season and think, oh, finally we've arrived. And before you know it, we're starting all over again. But it takes all them seasons to well round us and to grow us in the Lord. So be okay with the seasons that God has got us in. Amen. Somebody just go ahead and praise the Lord. Amen. As we look out today, thank you, Jesus. Summer's already here. Yeah, I can throw them old coats away and amen. And, you know, God just gave us a little bit to keep us hanging on before the next snow comes. Y'all about to stone me when I said that S word. Hallelujah. But sometimes even in our winter, a little bit of spring will get in there. But be okay with the season that God has got you in. Don't jump start it. Don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. I promise you, things are going to turn around. Do you understand what I'm saying? Things will turn around. Things have turned around, Michelle. When you was asking, has it God done anything for anybody like a miracle? We all just looked over at Michelle. She's like, don't be looking over there at me. Let me tell you something. For you that have been praying for healing, my church knows this, but you know, y'all just act like you've never seen it, heard it before, all right? And I got my doctor here to verify what I was going through. I have degenerate arthritis, I had degenerate arthritis in my ankle. And we have two services on Sunday, and come Monday, I just had to lay around. I was just in excruciating pain. And God blessed us to go to Israel last year. And a month prior to me going, one Sunday morning, I got up to preach, went home and laid down to rest before I preached that night. And something went wrong in this left foot. It was more painful than the other foot had ever been. I mean, if you can understand constant pain, you know what I'm talking about. I went to Dr. John and he x-rayed it and he said, I can't find anything. What's wrong? You know, and he gave me some crutches and air cast, and I thought, I'll kill myself on these crutches. Hallelujah. Sorry, Dr. John, they're in the closet. I'll bring them back if you want me to. But anyway. And so instead of it getting better, it got worse. And I'd done paid that money for Israel. It'd been my long lifetime dream of going. And a week prior to going, I went to Dr. John and I said, Dr. John, do what you got to do. Help me get out of this pain. I said, but I am going to Israel if I have to stay on the bus, if I have to crawl. He said, you need to go to, when you get back, you need to go to orthopedic doctor because I don't know what to do for you. Am I saying it right, Dr. John? I said, that'll be fine. I said, but shoot me something in these ankles because I'm going. I'm going. And even with all the numbness he had, I could steal this ankle that went out for no reason at all. I had not hurt it or anything. So the week came for us to go. And I wore those compression socks to keep the swelling down because you're on a plane for 10 to 12 hours. And about 5 hours into the trip, that ankle started swelling and pain like you could not believe hit that ankle. And they were giving me ice packs and they said, when we land the plane, we'll pull some thing up to the side of it. You know, you won't have to walk far. And I was like, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, God? You know, I'm just going to go to Israel. I was already going. Hallelujah. I'm, you know, ride the bus. I'll look out the window. It doesn't matter. I'm going. And as they rolled me to the baggage claim, and Roger and my friend, other friend that went, they went to claim our luggage, and I held onto a cart to kind of try to limp along. I was like, because by then my foot had swollen so bad that it's all I could do to get my foot shoe on. And as I began to push that thing, and I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something's happening. We got on that bus heading to our motel, and God is my witness. All the swelling went down. My shoe got loose. For 10 days, I walked 5 to 10 miles a day up and down terrain. If you've ever been to Israel, it's not flat ground. And let me tell you something. I come back, and a year later, I can still do this. Come on. I was in that winter season thinking, God, I can't keep preaching and limping like that. And I waited. I said, when Dr. John's in, let me know. I was like, this can't be called on the phone or text. I said, I got to tell Dr. John. I brought him some oil, and I found out just some people been telling me there's been miracle healings going on in Dr. John's office. Hallelujah. If you need healing, just go on over to Dr. John. Hey, amen. I'll wrap you up some business, brother. Amen. To God be the glory. But it was a winter season in my life. It would have been the easiest way to say, you know, I'm just losing money. I can't walk. But I did not know I was coming out of my winter season, going into my spring and summer of healing, of being in pain all the time. Come on, church. Amen. What season of life are you in? If you're in that winter season and, you know, look like you look around and everybody's happy, don't that just aggravate you sometimes? You know, I'm just going through something, and you know, and somebody over there, bless God, hallelujah, and you're like, I ain't got nothing to be happy about. You understand? God, why are you blessing them? And I'm just over here suffering. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't verbalize that, but we thinking that in our mind. I'm glad y'all don't tell everything you're thinking, praise God. But be okay. Be okay with the season you're in. Because God's going to bring you out. Your summer is coming. Your land of plenty is coming. You're coming out of this. Amen. But beware. You got to go back through it. Because, you know, we know the honeymoon period will be over, don't we? Maybe she can't hear us. The honeymoon period will be over and the reality will set in. Hallelujah. You don't really know them till you take them home with you. Amen. You know, but love will keep you together. And Jesus in the center. I know the first year of marriage, I dressed up every day. You know, then that got old after a while. Do you understand? Everything about us goes through seasons. Do you understand? In the natural and in the spiritual. But you know what? You know what I prophesy in Jesus' name? I don't know how y'all do y'all's altar call, but Lonnie, Ronnie, whatever your name is. Okay. Yeah, come on. I just want to call you Lonnie. All right, you be okay with that? But as I was telling them at church this morning, I am a product of the Brownsville Revival. My ministry is a product of the Brownsville Revival. I was saved since I was 5 years old. But when you have an encounter with God, it's unexplainable. You never can be satisfied going back to the mediocre. You can't. I'm coming up on 20 years. February the 27th, 1997, God sent me there and radically changed my life. And after the revival was over in 2000, maybe 2001, somewhere along that, I was devastated. And I cried and carried on to God about it. And He spoke this to me. He said, "It's not over." And the churches went for a high for a season, but we're like, I don't think we've come all the way down. But there's you do understand what I'm saying? We our season has changed. How many knows who William Seymour is? Azusa Street. I'm going there in August. Praise God. But here's what William Seymour prophesied. The greatest move America's ever seen was Azusa Street. That's where the Assemblies of God were birthed. Many churches was birthed out of that. He prophesied 100 years later, there will be a greater move than there ever was at Azusa Street. We've already passed the 100 mark. And I believe, Brother John, I believe that the church is getting ready to come into a summer season. I believe that America is getting ready to come into a summer season. Revival, spiritually speaking. Come on, church. God told me 2 years ago, He said, prepare for the massive souls that are getting ready to be saved. And I've been trying to do that. But there's something that has changed in the atmosphere. Seasons, the season for God's people is changing. And you know what? Before I went to Brownsville in 1997, I doubt I went to heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? But God had to get me to a dry and a barren place so that I would be desperately saying, God, I need more of You. I need more of You. Will You stand all over the building? Be encouraged in the Lord. Something's not gone wrong in your life. Something's going right in your life. Amen. I'd love to be up on the mountaintop all the time. Who wouldn't? Spiritually speaking, I'd love to be swinging from the chandeliers. Hallelujah. I say that. I've never got to do that. I'm going to jump up one day and grab our chandelier. No. But God, we would start taking that for granted. You know, Roger wants to move where it's hot all the time. I was like, nah, that's not for me. I got to have some seasons in my life. But church, where's your season at today? Some of you say I'm in my winter. Some of you say I'm in my spring. Some of it's my summer, my fall, and that's okay. But understand, if you're in your winter, there's nothing gone wrong with you. Amen? Boy, that's when the devil will talk to you and tell you, you've messed up, God don't hear you, and you've failed. And, you know, and nothing's no worse than planting a garden and it not producing. Hello? All that work, and the land don't produce anything. But God's seasons are not like that. Because in your winter season, stuff that's fallen off of you, there's barren stuff falling off of you. so that spring can come and you can sprout some new buds, have some new growth. And I speak over this church. You know, I just know Brother John by Ministerial Association of Martinsville and Henry County. And then he's been to our church and preached. But outside of that, I know who his wife is. Just found out who his daughter and his son was. So I don't know anything about the church. He don't tell me about the church. You know. But I speak over to Wellspring Fellowship. You have planted a harvest. And you wondered what it produced. But God said, you're coming into your summer season. You will reap a harvest that you didn't plant. You will inhabit houses that you didn't build. You will inhabit land that you didn't it normally belong to you. Amen. And let me tell you something. You're going to need to enlarge this place. Do you understand? Look, I'm not let me tell you, I've been false prophesied over, so I know what the damage can do. So I'm very careful, but I know what I feel in my spirit. Wellspring, y'all going somewhere. Higher than you've ever went before. Financially, spiritually, more than you've ever went before. Because your summer season. Your summer season. Ooh. Hallelujah. Whew. Give me two men from your congregation. You got another? I'm a visual person. All right. Put this on each other's shoulders. This is what I see in my spirit's eye. When Joshua and Caleb, y'all need to separate, because not separate there, but separate like that. Moses sent them in to spy out the land. Joshua, help me, thank you, brother. This is Joshua and Caleb. All right. And they went in to spy out the land. Yeah. Don't mess with it now. Is your name Joshua?
Yes, it is.
Hey, that couldn't have been set up no other way. Are you Caleb? Well, Stephen was a believer too. But when they went to spy out the land, they come back bearing one cluster of grapes that they could not carry by themselves. And they had it on a pole, and that was that heavy. You know, I'm going to be a grape. And the produce, spiritually speaking, for Wellspring is going to be more than one person can bear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Woo! And it only takes two to believe. Because the other 10, like, there's giants in the land and there's some grasshoppers. You know what I'm saying? We can't do this. But we got old Joshua here. Hallelujah. And we got Steve and Caleb over here. And we've got me, the grapevine. That's what I see in my spirit eye for Wellspring. The harvest is going to be so great and so heavy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come on, Vision. Praise the Lord with them. Come on, cheer them on. Woo! Wow, thank y'all. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. That's good. Hey, Yeah, we'll just come over here and join them, hallelujah. No, it's not just going to be for one. It's not just going to be for one church. But God's got a special blessing, Brother John, for you and Mary Ann. It is Mary Ann, right? Along with Brother Lonnie up here. Hallelujah. Vision laughs because I know I can't remember names, so I give you one. Amen. But as he sings and plays, is there anyone that needs prayer? Because you're going through a season and you're having a hard time. You're just having a hard time. The Bible said to bear you one another's burdens. Amen. You're not supposed to be an island to yourself and think you can do it all by yourself. You need God. And as he sings, if that's you, will you come? Father, we just praise and thank you. Father, right now, for speaking to our hearts, speaking into our lives. Father, if there's anyone that is just carrying that burden today, and the enemy's making them feel like they can't make it, well, we're going to denounce that lie in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Friend, how about it? Does anyone need prayer this afternoon? We worship you.